of His divine grace. Now, we have very short time in our hand. There are so many things to express about Guru Maharaj, to glorify Guru Maharaj. But I am to check my temptation. I am to check myself. Anyway, Srila Guru Maharaj was born in 1895. This is the 89th auspicious Advent ceremony of our Guru Maharaj. From the very beginning of his life, it was found that he was the great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotion towards Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was irresistible in him. So today, no time. So let us come forward to pray to Guru Maharaj. Oh, the guardian of devotion, oh, the protector of devotion, oh, the divine Lord of our life, oh, the divine light of our lives, please bless us, please bless me, please bless this most unqualified servant of you to be engaged in your service, Please bless me so that I can serve you properly. Bless me with the intensified love. Bless me with the intensified love towards your service. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, in this connection I remember one thing. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada gave his name as Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami, because Srila Prabhupada could realize that the super excellency of his teachings would be preserved in him, And many times he appreciated the compositions, nice composition, beautiful compositions of Srila Guru Maharaj, uttering this word, happy style. So there's no time, so let me offer my most humble obeisance unto the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj and pray, and as I request him to bless me. Oh Maharaj, have mercy upon me.
তিথিতে আপনারা সমস্ত গুরু ভগ্নীবৃন্দ এবং আমাদের পরম পূজ্যপাদ বৈষ্ণবগণ কৃপা করে শুভাগমন করেছেন, তার জন্যে আমি শ্রী চৈতন্য সারস্বত মঠের পক্ষ থেকে আপনাদের সকলকেই প্রথমে ধন্যবাদ জানাচ্ছি। গুরু বৈষ্ণব ভগবান এই তিন হচ্ছেন গিয়ে আমাদের একমাত্র আশ্রয়। গুরুদেব তিনি আমাদিগকে ভগবানের কাছে পৌঁছে দেন, অতএব তিনি হচ্ছেন গিয়ে আমাদের মূল আশ্রয়। এবং গুরুতত্ত্ব আমরা জানতে পারি বৈষ্ণবগণের কৃপায়। এমনি ভগবান বা বৈষ্ণব বা গুরু এদের চেনবার কোনো উপায় নেই, এদের কৃপা হলে এদিকে বুঝতে পারা যায়। তা আমাদের শ্রী গুরুপাদ পদ্মকে আমরা তার কাছে কাছে সর্বদা থাকি বটে, কিন্তু আমরা প্রকৃতপক্ষে তার মাহাত্ম হৃদয়ঙ্গম করতে পারি না যদি বৈষ্ণবগণ আমাদিগকে কৃপা না করেন। তা আমাদের পরম সৌভাগ্য যে আমাদের গুরুদেবের অত্যন্ত ঘনিষ্ঠ গুরু ভাই পরম পূজ্যপাদ শ্রী শ্রীল যাযাবর মহারাজ, পরম পূজ্যপাদ শ্রী শ্রীমদ মধুসূদন মহারাজ, পরম পূজ্যপাদ শ্রীমদ দামোদর মহারাজ, পরম পূজ্যপাদ শ্রীল শান্ত মহারাজ এবং মনোভিরাম শ্রী পূজ্যপাদ শ্রীপাদ মনোভিরাম প্রভু প্রভৃতি বৈষ্ণবগণ, তাঁরা কৃপা করে আমাদের এই গুরুবাবির্ভাব তিথিতে আমাদের উৎসাহ দেবার জন্যে এবং নিজেদিগকেও খুব ভাগ্যবান করে দেখানোর জন্যে এখানে এসে উপস্থিত হয়েছেন। শুধু উপস্থিত হয়েছেন না, আপনারা শ্রীপাদ মধুসূদন মহারাজের শ্রীমুখে, যাযাবর মহারাজের শ্রীমুখে যে সমস্ত হরিকথা শ্রবণ করলেন তাতে নিশ্চয়ই আপনারা উপলব্ধি করতে পারছেন যে আমাদের শ্রী গুরুপাদ পদ্ম ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ শ্রীল ভক্তি রক্ষক শ্রীধর দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজের প্রকৃত মাহাত্ম কথা। এই উপলক্ষে আরো অনেক সজ্জনগণ তারা এসেছেন, তার মধ্যে আপনারা যাদের কথা শুনলেন হাইকোর্টের জাস্টিস মিস্টার পাইন, আপনারা তাঁর কাছ থেকেও কিছু বক্তৃতা শুনলেন, কমলা দিদির কাছ থেকে কিছু শুনলেন, এবং আমাদের মোহনলাল বাবুর কাছ থেকেও আপনারা সব শুনলেন, বা অন্যান্য আমাদের গুরু ভ্রাতৃবৃন্দ বৈষ্ণবগণ তাদের কাছ থেকেও আপনারা শ্রী গুরুপাদ পদ্মের সমস্ত মাহাত্ম কথা শ্রবণ করলেন, আমরাও সেই সমস্ত কথা শ্রবণ করে ধন্যাতি ধন্য হলাম। আরো আপনারা দেখতে পাচ্ছেন এখানে পরম পূজ্যপাদ শ্রী শ্রীমদ এ শ্রী ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজের মাহাত্মের প্রকৃত রূপ আপনারা এখানে দেখতে পাচ্ছেন। তার অনুগত বহু সজ্জন বৈষ্ণব যারা মানে নিষ্কিঞ্চন এবং একমাত্র পরমার্থের অনুসন্ধানকারী রূপে জগতে প্রকটিত হয়েছেন এবং চিহ্নিত হয়েছেন, সেই সমস্ত বৈষ্ণবগণ তারাও কৃপা করে এখানে আগমন করেছেন। আমাদের প্রাচ্য এবং পাশ্চাত্যের অনেক গুরু ভাই এবং গুরু ভগ্নী তারা সকলেই এসেছেন, তাদের কথাও আপনারা শুনতে পেলেন। যেমন সার্চ ফর শ্রীকৃষ্ণ বইয়ের জন্য যিনি খুব প্রসিদ্ধি লাভ করেছেন সেই ভক্তি সুধীর গোস্বামী মহারাজের বক্তৃতা আপনারা শুনলেন, এবং শ্রী চৈতন্য সারস্বত কৃষ্ণ সংকীর্তন মহামণ্ডলের প্রেসিডেন্ট যে অক্ষয়ানন্দ স্বামী মহারাজ, ওঁর কথাও আপনারা সব শুনতে পেলেন। ওরা সব গুরুদেবের মাহাত্ম্য বর্ণনা করেছেন। ওরা সকলেই স্বামী মহারাজের অবর্তমানে আমাদের গুরুপাদ পদ্মকে সাক্ষাৎ গুরুদেব রূপে ওরা দর্শন করেন। স্বামী মহারাজ তিনি নিজেই আমাদের শ্রী গুরুপাদ পদ্মকে শিক্ষাগুরু রূপে বর্ণনা করে গিয়েছেন। তার বহু লেকচারে আছে, আমার কাছে বহু চিঠি আছে তার এই রকম ধরনের। এবং তিনি এখানে যখন গুরু পূজা হয়েছিল সেই সময়তে তিনি যে বক্তৃতা করেছিলেন তাতে সোজাসুজি তিনি বলে গিয়েছেন যে শ্রীল শ্রীধর মহারাজ আমার শিক্ষাগুরু, এবং সেই জিনিসটাকে অনুধাবন করে তারও অনেক সব শিষ্যবৃন্দ এখানে এসেছেন এবং তারা মহারাজের কাছে অঞ্জলি প্রদান করেছেন। আপনারা তাদের সকলের কথা শুনতে পেয়েছেন। আমি সকলকে শ্রী চৈতন্য সারস্বত মঠের পক্ষ থেকে এবং আমাদের গুরু ভাই ভগ্নীগণের পক্ষ থেকে আন্তরিকতার সঙ্গে ধন্যবাদ জানাচ্ছি। এই ধন্যবাদটা স্বাভাবিকভাবে এখন জানাতে হয় তাই জানাচ্ছি, কিন্তু সত্যিকারে আমরা ধন্য হয়েছি তাদের আগমনেতে। কৃপা করে তারা বৎসর বৎসর এখানে শুভাগমন করুন। সমস্ত বৈষ্ণবগণ প্রতি বৎসরই আসুন, সর্বদা তাদের থাকবার কোনো উপায় নাই, কিন্তু প্রতি বৎসরই এসে আমাদের শ্রী গুরু পূজায় যোগদান করে এই রকম ভাবে আমাদেরকে উৎসাহ প্রদান করুন, এই তাদের কাছে আমার একমাত্র প্রার্থনা। আঞ্ছা কল্পতরুভ্য আমন্ত্রণ করেছি এবং অনেক গুরু ভাই ভোগ
One Krishna, within his own circle, he is greeting, and just in the other place, they both combined, tasting and throwing to the public. The same quality of rasa. In one place we find it is being tested amongst them, another place that very quality of rasa, anandam, is being distributed to others. Both of equal quality. And this is mixed with little generosity. That is within a particular circle, and here it is meant to give to others also, while testing themselves, also distributing to others. So our concern more with Mahaprabhu, with Navadvip. If we get ticket here, then automatically we can go a pass to Vrindavan. Free pass. যথা যথা গৌরপদারবিন্দে ক্রিয়েত ভক্তি কৃত পুণ্য রাশি তথা তথুৎসৎপ্রতিষিদ্ধকস্মাৎ রাধা পদাম ভোজ সুধাম্বুরাশি। অ্যাজ মাচ অ্যাজ ইউ ডেডিকেট ইউর সেলফ টু গৌরাঙ্গ, automatically you find in your mind that Radha Rani's service to Krishna. Automatically it comes. Yathāyat, as much as energy you devote here, surely and very clearly and purely with that sort of Vrindavana, Radharani's service rasa, automatically you will find in you.
Guru Maharaj, what's then the how are we to understand the position of Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri Dham, if Navadvip is the same as Vrindavan?
Jagannath Puri, that is generally representing Dwaraka, the Krishna Leela of Dwaraka. With some speciality to give chance to everyone to come through Mahaprasad. Balaram Subhadra and Krishna, Jagannath themselves, and sometimes he comes to visit Vrindavan and Gundicha, which is conceived to be Vrindavan. From Dwaraka he comes to Vrindavan. There is during the Ratha Yatra ceremony, and he stays in Vrindavan for more than a week, and he turns again to Dwaraka. That is the conception there. And it has also been told, for the beginner, Navadvip most helpful. Then who has begun, they may be helped in the Puri, and who has acquired some position, they may go to Vrindavan. Outwardly it has been given instruction in this way. There are other teachers also, by following whose direction we can go to Vrindavan. But when Krishna and Radharani combined has come to instruct us about Krishna Leela, that is the perfect system. We can have through them the most perfect achievement in Vrindavan. Thereby training, their teachings. There are so many other acharyas also, but when they themselves become acharya, their grace is something more. So those that approaches through Gauranga to be Krishna, their achievement is highest.
Guru Maharaj, in the temple in Jagannath Puri, there is some old standing rules forbidding foreigners to coming in the temple, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath temple.
Yes.
Will it be bona fide for an Indian looking foreigner to go into the temple passing as an Indian? For a foreigner who looks like an Indian, will it be bona fide according to our parampara to go into the temple and have darshan of Lord Jagannath?
We, the followers of Chaitanya Dev, won't only for that. Haridas Thakur was there during Mahaprabhu's time, but he did not try to enter as a right. He did not want that right to enter into the temple. Rather, he followed the ways that the direct servitors of the temple may not have any touch of him. He used to keep him far away. But there, his internal bhajan was not affected at all. Sanatana Goswami also avoided to touch all those direct services. In Dagamarga sadhana, the way of love and affection is not affected by that outer. We are not here to establish our physical right into the temple. That is not necessary. It is independent of this formality, we can go to Vrindavan. So this is Vidhi Marga. Does not, though Raga Marga is higher, still Vidhi Marga should not be considered as enemy and will be crushed or will be bruised down. With respect to Vidhi Marga, yes, I am not fit for this service. With that humility they will approach. They won't be eager to establish their superiority over those Vidhi Marga servitors. Not eagerness. That is a main system in the pure Raga Marga. Yes, we are of lower order. Lower order. And thereby they strive more. Their consideration of self, I am unfit. And that increases their superiority thereby, by humility. They are not eager to enter the temple of Narayana, where these rules, regulations are have much respect. They are not eager for that. They so do not hate also, no despise, no contempt for this Narayana Vidhi Marga. But they show their honor from distance to them. And they want to have Krishna. And Brihad Bhagavatam to Sanatana Goswami has described in this way, that from Krishna Lok, Krishna with his friends, Sakha, came down to Vaikuntha. And he just went a little ahead and was one with Narayana, Krishna himself. And the Sakha, his friends, Krishna's friends, they were there. And without finding Krishna, they were something like perplexed. And the Vaikuntha, the servitors in Vaikuntha, they are neglecting them. Where do you come from, you fellow? You have come here, entered. How you have come here, and what you are doing? Negligently they are treated by the permanent servitors of Vaikuntha. And they are perplexed, not finding their Sakha. But after some time, Krishna came out from Narayana. immersed from Narayana and joined them, and they are very much fearful and went everything. It is described in this way. The Vaikuntha Sarvijas, they neglect these human Sarvijas of Krishna. But really, they hold superior position than the Vaikuntha Sarvijas. But in Ganga, in respect, they are high, and they do not seek that grandeur and respect and awe, reverence. They are in other side, but in their higher position holds. Paridas Thakur, Sanatan, Roop, they did not try to establish their right. Why we should not enter Jagannath temple? They did not care to fight for that. Oh, that is busy, Marco. Respectfully avoided that. And they went in their own way. They rather took their quarter with Haridas Thakur. And in the hot season also, Sanatana went to meet Mahaprabhu in Gadadhar temple over the sand way, and his blisters came out in his soul. Mahaprabhu told, why have you not used this ordinary way? Why have you come over the sands, which is very hot in the sun? Oh, I can't venture to go that way, because all the servitors of Jagannath temple, all this passing, going and coming, I am afraid of their touch. I am not pure enough to touch them. That being direct service to Jagannath in this way. Sanatana Goswami, when he met first in Banaras Mahaprabhu, he was afraid, really afraid, that Mahaprabhu may not touch him. Mahaprabhu forcibly embraced him, and he was very much afraid. What do you do? I am untouchable. I am so mean. I am so sinful. I don't deserve your touch. I did that. But the answer came from Mahaprabhu. Prabhu kai tumas parsi atma pavitti ji bhakti vale paro tumi bhammanda. Sanatana, it is your humility, extreme humility. I touch you to purify myself. I don't consider that you are untouchable. But I see what kind of devotion is in your heart. You can purify the whole creation. And I am touching you to purify me, Sanatana. This is the line of the thinking of the Vaishnava, Nityal. Everyone thinks that I am the most humble sinner. But others can see, no. As much as humility, there is so much devotion. Humility, real humility. Don't know. Humility is the criterion to measure Vaishnavism. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, whether one is a Vaishnava or not, we can measure it by his humility. As much as one is conscious of the infinite, he cannot but think that he is nothing. So much one is conscious of the infinite, he will have to think that he is the most insignificant. And who cannot, he is not in relativity of the infinite, he thinks himself, I am big. Because in whom? the infinite, does not know the infinite. So the measure of Vaishnavism is according to his humility. The humility is not lived it, but sincere, heartfelt humility. Heartfelt humility. But that does not mean that sometime for the service of the Lord, assertion is necessary, then he will do that on behalf of the service. But at heart he knows he has no value. All his work inspired by the will of the Supreme. If that is withdrawn, I am not, no higher. Whatever I have got, it is the inspiration of the Lord, the delegated power from the Lord. If that is withdrawn, my value is nothing. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna.
Why? Are you going to
eat? No, I don't know.
Hare Krishna. I'm very sad, but I'm very happy.
Early in the morning, so many devotees first came here.
They're coming and they're going, so
that is Maharaj's.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, yes, in caste of Goswami caste.
Their mantra is dead. The life is gone. And you say Gaudiya Mat deals with reality, not with the frame. Then, slaves of the truth. We are beggars for the pure current of truth. And kiba vipra kiba nashi shudra keni noi.
Jai Krishna tattva gatta sai guru.
And where you say that sahajya, if the bodily connection gets the upper hand, that is sahajya. The body connection gets upper hand, that is sahajya. And you give the example, Aurobindo Ghosh. Story about Mr. Norton and Aurobindo.
Here is Mr. Ghosh.
Yeah.
He could understand reading the article and thought behind.
Yeah.
Here is Mr. Ghosh.
And Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur esechilen amra chinte parlam na. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sei tin bondhu sei je article bar korechilo sei
satya bhagavatam
bhagavat janananda, that's also given here. Here is my group. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to me but I could not recognize him. Then, and also your example about the nose, that what is this in Bengali?
Nose,
Nak. Nake, kaj, mani, she kaj.
Nake kaj na nishe she kaj.
That.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
About the
substance. It is the form, right. And the breath is the substance.
Yeah.
Nake kaj na nishe she kaj.
আপনি যা যা বলেছেন আপনি বলতে পারবেন না যে এই বইয়ে যা আছে তা আমি বলি নেই এই হচ্ছে
জামা হিয়ার ইজ এ পিকচার
যেভাবে বলেছি ঠিক সেই লাইনে লাগালি তানরি হাসির কথা
থেকে তুলে নিয়েছে সব একবারে পুরো
একবারে ইয়েস গান্ধীর চরকা নটনের হাইকোর্ট কেস.
Then here also you say how the sahajiyas, the imitationists, they are the worst enemies of the Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu. They are traitors who have taken the garb of Mahaprabhu. So you say, Pujala Ragapad Gaurava Bhange. And then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, I am servant of the Vaishnavas. And there's a picture of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then the next. Then chapter 4 is called The Original Guru.
Chapter 4.
It's a chapter about Nityananda Prabhu. You say is the general representation of Guru. And how Nityananda Prabhu is distributing Krishna Prema with Baladev, with magnanimity added, becomes Nityananda. Then there's a picture and Nityananda Prabhu.
Where from taken?
This Vidagdha, so many different places.
So many different places.
Vidagdha has collected this photo. And then you tell the story when Nityananda Prabhu came to see Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, and he was naked. And Mahaprabhu gave him some cloth and then took his copine and distributed to the householders. So you say, by the grace of Nityananda, we get a firm foundation. Then here is Nityananda Prabhu, where he said, there is some danger in Krishna Leela. So take the name of Gauranga, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nama. And you tell the story of...
danger in misunderstanding. Hmm?
And in Chaitanya Bhagwat, Sachi Devi's dream about Balaram. Then you quote, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, the mercy of Guru. Then here, Guru is not a doll.
Guru is not a doll. Putul not.
He is not the body. You say, who am I, the disciple, the inquirer? And the Guru is the inquired, that party within Guru. Then,
Guru more than
meets the eye.
Yes.
Huh? More than meets the eye.
The eye meets M-W-T-S, the eye. Guru that more than
meets the eye. Then what can be seen with your eye?
Prakritogahunaya.
And you say, how can we recognize Guru by his dress? In the summer he's wearing one dress, in the winter another dress. Or sometimes in an old, he's old, sometimes he's young. So how to trace, how to recognize him? From external consideration, we must go to the internal. And devoid of flesh and blood. And you give example of Gandharvas and Siddhas. Gandharva. And Siddhas, no fleshy form, but they also have Guru. Then progress, elimination and acceptance.
Elimination and acceptance.
Dynamic world. And you say, to get the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, we should try to study the character of Sri Gauranga and serve him, his Dhamma, and his devotees. Then here is that verse of Raghunath Das Goswami, Nama Shrestham Manumapi Sachi Putra Matra Swarupam. You say, why we are indebted to Sri Gurudev. What Gurudev is giving us, Nama Shrestham.
These are his contributions to us.
Yes, this is what his Guru he's giving. Then, after that, you give a whole description of that verse that he's giving the holy name of Krishna the highest form of thought, aspiration, ideal, the mantra, then the service of the Mother Sachi's son, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is like a golden mountain standing to show the direction of Krishna Leela. And the lotus feet, his favorite personal assistant, Srup Damodar. Then Sri Rupa. And Das Goswami says, and Srila Sanatan Goswami. And Mathura Mandal. And then Vrindavan. And Radhakund, Govardhan. Then when you turn... Then when you turn the page, here it says, what is ISKCON? Because you say here, what is our guru? What is his mission? It is filled with all of these things. Namaste Sreshtam Manamati.